Good morning and happy salary week. And happy salary week. Welcome to good morning and welcome to Mind the Gap with Helmut here on Eagle FM. And as always, I'm here until the hour of 11. That is just a whole hour and a half yours truly. Just trying to set up my Facebook buddies so that they, you know, they can also, you know, enjoy what, well, the rest of you are enjoying. Now, we have two things to look at mostly today. One is, of course, it's Happy Salary Week, actually three. Two is, you know, the Happy Salary Week, we are going to look at why, you know, why people like to say things like, you know, money is going to change you. Really? Well, I'm not saying it's not gonna, but I'm just asking myself, if you have a job, you shouldn't be saying things like, money have changed him or her, in reference to someone who just, well, got their job. Because money is bound to change you. Whether you like it or not, money is gonna change you. Plus change is, change is to be embraced. The good kind, not the terrible kind. That's one thing that we're going to be looking at. The second part is the debate that have taken over social media, and that is 100 men versus one silverback gorilla. Seriously? Don't be shocked. That debate is coming from developed countries. It turns out, when your economy develops so much, you run out of things to talk about. Then you start debating a bunch of things like, you know what? If you were to put in a, take for example, a boxing ring, you know, one gorilla and, you know, 100 men, who'd come out victorious? Is it going to be one of the surviving 100, well, actually, they're gonna be less than 100 at the time. Or is the gorilla going to basically commit, you know, its own massacre and then come out of that? Without as much as a scratch. And then we're going to look at one of my, actually, let's start with this one because it's my favorite story. I'm not sure how old this story is. Because, well, I'm trying to find legitimate source of, legitimate source. But it seems to be very questionable. So if you ran into it, please help me verify it, please. It is alleged that one billionaire and a former minister, I think, of Uganda, is one of those people that are being cooked over the internet, for a very interesting reason, and the reason is that he fell sick and fell sick, throat cancer, went to Germany and had was treated in Germany for a period of about 6 months. That's according to his speech during the inauguration of that church, or the official opening of the church. Now then he points out that, several reasons what motivated him to fund this monumental spiritual project. And one of the reasons that he, that he points out, and he calls it a personal reason, is that of, the reason is, I was diagnosed with a throat cancer, went to Germany, had 6 months of chemotherapy, I think, and other types of therapy that he mentions. And when he survived that, he swore to himself that when he gets back to Uganda, he's going to build a multi-million dollar church in the form of a, structure. But here's the reason why he's being cooked is now... The reason why he's being cooked is because everyone is saying, hang on a second, dude. You went and received help at a hospital and you came back with your money, and instead of building a hospital, you're building a church. It's not like you received your, it's not like you received your treatment in the Vatican City. You received your treatment surrounded by, there are these people called medical doctors, with the latest chemotherapy equipment, medical equipments, But we're not saying don't say thank you, Lord. We're just saying, you know, this thank you is to some degree misdirected. Now, a lot of people over the internet, especially Africans, are cooking the heck out of that poor guy. Poor guy. Really poor guy. But, you know, that poor is not literal. It's figurative. Let's take a quick break. But what's your take, though? What's your take, though? Did he make a right decision by thanking the Most High with one monumental structure? You remember that back in 2016, Nana Akufo-Addo's party, after winning the election, decided to dedicate a multi-million dollar, in a cathedral construction to thank, you know, the good Lord upstairs for helping them win an election. Imagine though, you know, the pain of being a voter or voting for someone like that to create employment. And then they use the money to build a, you know, church to thank, you know, God. And, the rest of you voters can, you know, so the rest of you voters can go and, say Spiritu Santo. Amen. At this point, I'm convinced Africa needs a lot of prayers. And I'm saying a lot due to the lack of a better word. Let's take a quick break, but what's your take, though? Was building a church a good idea? You think people are being mean by saying, Oga, Honorable Former Minister, we know it's your money, but you don't think a hospital would be a brilliant idea? Quick break!
Did you know that in Namibia, over 1.4 million people use their mobile device to access the internet? So why not meet your current and potential customers where they already are? With over 600,000 cumulative users around the world, between the Eagle FM and Imba mobile apps, Eagle Media House has the perfect digital platforms for you to advertise your business, upcoming events, weddings, vacancies, funerals, or any other announcement that you have on their digital billboards in their mobile applications. Put your ad on our digital billboards, and with one tap of the screen, lead users directly to an address of your choosing. For more information, contact Hende at 081-410-9077. That's 081-410-9077.
Where was I? Moving on. What's your take? You think it's a good idea? You think it's a terrible idea? Or for, you know, being treated by medical professions and then come back and then build a structure that is more spiritual than medical. But here's the thing. There's this thing called the internet. African youth, African youth on the internet are not pulling their punches. Believe me. So if you are going to venture into politics, you may want to get in there with being mindful of the fact that being cooked is part of the job. Especially being cooked over the internet. Now, one person that's still being cooked to this day on the internet by mostly African youth is one General Langley. A whole general of the US military decided to make a TikTok video to respond to the cooking, because, well, to be fair, bro, was being cooked. Like, okay, he's still being cooked to this day. What happened was, last week, the whole attempted coup in Burkina Faso, happened just, after, just shortly after he was in Ivory Coast. After that, there was, attempted coup in Burkina Faso, and a lot of people were like, hang on a second. AFRICOM command was in, Ivory Coast, and I'm not sure what pieces they put together because the two countries are neighbor. And a lot of people were, decided to go on the internet and started boiling the heck out of the guy. Ah, yeah, I know. The thing is, Uganda just doesn't seem, especially, look, I love Ugandan politicians because they are very good at creating content for their content creators in their country. The problem is the content creators in their country, you are very, you know, they can't make fun of them because, well, they can easily find themselves into some legal trouble. But here's the thing. Here's the thing. You know that video that have all, you know that video that, okay, you know that Minister of Finance that, that have gone viral several times. Okay. Now, in case you don't know who I'm talking about, let me remind you. Colleagues, money will come. That's one of his videos that went viral. And then there's a, you know, not his videos, basically a caption of him giving, you know, his speech and then someone, you know, cuts it out and then puts it on social media. Then it goes viral. Yeah. Colleagues, money will come. That was one. Two was, the economy is doing wonderfully. That was the actually he still is the Ugandan finance minister have been last time I checked since 2015. Some countries, you know, well, things are changing here in terms of who becomes a minister. Sometimes the change is, you know, is election related. Sometimes the change is, rape allegation related. But bottom line is, well, we are witnessing change. Sometimes the change is, is fish rot related. But bottom line is, you know, Sari Jangala out, Yvonne Dawson in, you know, change was being witnessed. There's change in Namibia, people. Some of it good, some of it bad, depending on which side of the stick you are standing. So, needless to say, when it comes to, you know, when it comes to having the comfort of cooking politicians, I really enjoy my country. I could not have picked a different one. Albeit if I was asked to choose between one, I think I would have gone with Kuwait. First of all, they have one heck of a strong passport. They have the strongest currency in the world. I know. I also thought it was the US dollar. Nah. The Kuwait dinar through the roof. The problem is just too much religion. Some of us are not made for religion because the things that we do and say, Good morning, Helmut, and how are you, my brother man? Oh, brother man is all good here, and Nelago and Diko. The topic today, I'm looking at mostly three, before I get to newspapers and everything. Happy salary week to those of you that get paid month end. Those of you that get paid on the 25th and teachers, you guys were showing off. Now it's our turn. Unless you have a friend who's a teacher who looked at you and were like, you know, Oga, here's a small $200, then never forget a friend like that. Now, here is where I think, how friendship should work in Namibia is, you know, all that crap of, you know what, I don't like Avango friends, I don't like Vambo, you know, Vambos, I don't like Damaras. Actually, that's why you're starving. That's why you're behind this broke. Now, here is what I recommend, what people should consider when making friends. Every group of friends must have someone that gets paid on the 25th. And someone that gets paid on the 20th, and someone that gets paid on the 30th. Now, because when you have this combo, that group is never going to go broke. Because month end, you have the 30th guy. On the 20th, the teacher guy now comes into the economic rescue. And the 25th, a bunch of guys that work, I think in banks, mostly, you know, they get paid just around that time period. So, the friendship economic circle is safe that way. The problem in Namibia is police officers only wants to be friends with police officers, which is why they are broke. Well, you know, they are broke the whole month and then they have that 1 week of the 20th of economic independence. Then they're back to square one. And then, you know, those guys that get paid on the 25th, they just want to be friends with people that get paid on the 25th. And then those ones that get paid month end just want to have friends that, you know, that get paid month end. Now, take it from one very short genius Kavango comedian that works for Eagle FM from 9:30 to 11. I have friends who are teachers. Most of them stingy, but bottom line is I'm working on it. I have friends that are police officers. Again, you know, Most of them, you know, may as well just be running the Stingy Men's Association. But bottom line is, well, I'm working on it. And then now for month end, I am that friend. You know, as long as you just come to me before I spend all my money on biltong, we're good. But if you get to the point where, you know, take for example, I've converted all my money to biltong, you know, take for example, touching my money is not a good idea. Touching my biltong is a terrible idea. You see, that's where I commit murder now. Because, well, that's the most genius invention in terms of meat consumption ever. Especially chili bite. I don't know who came up with that, but boy oh boy. That was genius. But it doesn't take a lot to make, right? All you just have to do is dry it, well, take the meat and then roast it or dry it. I don't know how, you know, season it and then dry it. I don't know how they do it, but boy oh boy. Now, in 6 minutes, we're going to take a quick commercial break, but that's just my advice for how, my recommendations of what people should look into when they're choosing, friends. Now, I think the same should go into choosing an intimate partner, boyfriend, girlfriend, whatever team you play for, you know, LGBTQ, straight, go nuts. I think what you should look at is, take for example, like those of us that get paid month end. When you're looking for a girlfriend, if you're a guy, you may want to take a teacher, nurse, police officer, someone who gets paid somewhere around the 20th day. You know. Olivia. It's month end. The colleague of mine that gave you a bottle, gave me a bottle of, officially the bottle contains water. Let's stick to the official explanation of what's in the bottle. Because it's month end, at this point, it's, are you familiar with, Schrodinger's kit? That's, the content of my bottle right now. I'm kidding, it's just water. The thing is, I don't know how, I'm one of those people that you can easily tell when they're drunk. I'm very terrible at hiding it. Why? It's because as soon as, the first bottle of beer, the second one, I'm already yawning. The third one, I'm snoring. So believe me, I cannot pull off drinking and waking because my boss will just walk in as like, it's 9 o'clock in the morning and it's not weekend. So he didn't game. There's only one explanation. He's drunk, isn't he? Now, moving on. The whole debate coming out of the developed countries now. And that debate is 100 men versus one gorilla. Who would win in a physical confrontation? Now, I think, I'm just here to point out a few things that a lot of people that are analyzing this whole thing, you have, a bunch of experts coming in to give their expert opinion. I'm like, you guys are missing something. Are these men coming from the 21st century or the 20th century? Because if these men are coming from the 21st century, we are having a whole different discussion. If these men are coming from the 20th or 19th or 18th century, again, the discussion is very different. Now, why am I saying that? Because 20th, 18th century going backwards, those were men that literally hunted gorillas and pretty much all the other animals like elephant for food. So those ones stand a chance. But if we are talking about 21st century men, which one? Which one? 21st century men against the gorilla? That gorilla will just slap one and the rest will run with a lot of stinking chocolate, in their trousers. And first of all, you can bet 50% of these men will show up with their rainbow flags. Which is already not a good idea. Why do you think I keep saying that war in the 21st century is not a good idea? Because back then, war was a serious thing. Like, every time there was a grenade was thrown at you, you heard a real manly voice yelling, "Grenade!" Then you all ran. But then the 21st century man came in. A grenade gets tossed at you. All you hear is, "Achomi, grenade!" Who takes something like that serious? First of all, how is that war? That's comedy, not war. There's a huge difference. Grenade! That's war. Achomi, grenade! That's not war. That's comedy. I'm not saying I don't like comedy. I literally am a comedian. I'm just saying this whole debate of between 100 men and one gorilla, who would win? I think 18th century men, you know, the misogynistic guys, especially the European ones, put them together, they're gonna win. Most likely, I'm just saying they stand a chance because it also depends on whether or not you are fighting this gorilla with weapons. Because if you are not fighting it with weapons, I'm not participating in that fight. Why? Because the gorilla skin is too thick to bite through and the bones are too thick to punch through, you don't stand a chance. And a punch from a gorilla is sending you to, you know, in the bosoms of Father Abraham, just like that. So I'm not participating in that. I'm not joining that Congress. Not with the 18th century Vikings, you know, 15th or 12th century Vikings or Vikings or the Huns. I'm not doing that, let alone the 21st century men. Nope. You'll have someone that will show up with a handbag and they'll be like, "Gorilla, bad, 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 bad gorilla. That's the man we're talking about? Yeah, count me out of that." Now, let's take a break.
Did you know that in Namibia, over 1.4 million people use their mobile device to access the internet? So why not meet your current and potential customers where they already are? With over 600,000 cumulative users around the world, between the Eagle FM and Imba mobile apps, Eagle Media House has the perfect digital platforms for you to advertise your business, upcoming events, weddings, vacancies, funerals, or any other announcement that you have on their digital billboards in their mobile applications. Put your ad on our digital billboards and with one tap of the screen, lead users directly to an address of your choosing. For more information, contact Hende at 081-410-9077. That's 081-410-9077. No matter where you are, if you have a mobile device, you can tune into Namibia's number one talk radio station by downloading the Eagle FM app on the Google Play Store or on the Apple App Store. Download the Eagle FM app to tune into live Eagle FM programming or to listen to podcasts of previous broadcasts. Eagle FM, Namibia's number one talk radio station.
Where were we? Developed country debate. 100 men. Before we get to, you know, important stuff like what's going on in Namibia. because I really can't wait to talk about Rundu. Finally, something that, you know, positive coming out of Rundu, you know, something that is nothing to do with crocodiles, something that, you know, has nothing to do with Ministry of Education officials, you know, using their ministry's fuel card to cash $1,000 and then sharing it with about six people and things like that. You know, this is, you know, Rundu positive vibes, Rundu. And I'm so proud of us. So proud of us. Moving on. Really? Nah. You don't say. Anyway, we'll get to that in a few. Let's look at these debates coming from the developed countries. I'm still, I'm still on the question of whether Sam Kutesa, the Ugandan billionaire, the Ugandan billionaire that survived, cancer after being treated in hospitals in Germany, and then came back to Uganda and decided to build a church, instead of a hospital, and ended up, being cooked on social media. Things like that. Like, what's your take? Good idea or bad idea? No, the ball is in your court. Now, this whole debate started on social media and made itself, the debate of 100 men versus one gorilla made it way to straight to mainstream media. It's a developed country thing. We are not going to get it. 100 men versus one gorilla, who'd win? And why has the question gone viral? It's because the person, well, first of all, people are nuts. They have nothing to do in this country, most likely. The question is very vague. 100 men versus one gorilla. 100 men from which century? That's question number one. That's not addressed in the question. Are these men having weapons or not? And first of all, which gorilla? Because they are different types. You see the problem. Now you see why a lot of people don't seem to. You know what's the beautiful part about having ADHD? You become an overthinker, like it's naturally it's a blessing and a curse. You become an overthinker. That means analyzing things to just down to the technical detail is inherent with you. Which is inherent with me. Ask my girlfriend, she's going to tell you. Every time, if you, honey, can you, you're going to the shop, can you please pick something for me? Oh, I'm asking everything to the last ingredient. I just don't want to buy the wrong stuff. And last time I went to a shop and bought the wrong stuff, she almost murdered me. So I love my life. Thank you. And people are still debating this online, this online after 5 years, and suddenly, more hotly than ever. Even if it is ever answered, that still leaves us to tackle man versus bear. By the way, this same country that are giving us the debate of man versus gorilla, who is gonna win? The very same people that were, this is just a man related discussion for today. But before this, the first one was, was for more into women. Like, was more for women. The one that was saying that, ladies, who do you feel safe with between a bear, in the woods and a man? And all women were like, I choose a bear. Even Africans that have no idea what a bear looks like. They were like, I choose a bear. First of all, bears are different, they're different types of bear. The grizzly bears, the polar bears, the most bloodthirsty are polar bears. Now, I don't care how terrible that man is. You stand a better chance with the Austrian painter than a polar bear, because that thing is gonna eat you. Like, literally. It's literally gonna eat you. Well, we know this because, thanks to white people and their love for camping, we have records of these things happening, like people being eaten by bears. And for some reason, someone was recording. It's a white people thing. We are not going to understand. European white people, not these ones here, have been blackenized to some degree. Now, name, 100 men versus gorilla. Age, the debate, this debate seems to have begun in 2020 on Reddit. It's more of a, one of those social media type, but for brainiacs, you find in the West. Reddit, when a poster asked the question that, who would win, subreddit, a forum for the, for the hypothetical, discussion on a myriad of subjects. Now, one gorilla, you know, one gorilla debated against 100 men on Reddit, is that where politics has got to? No, that's where the discussion began about who would win, 100 men versus gorilla. It's simple, guys. If those 100 men are from a different century, they stand a chance of winning. If those 100 men are from the 21st century, I'm not participating in that 100 men category. Actually, I'm running for my life. I'll just look at some of you showing up in your, in your heels. I'm like, hey, is this guys you're gonna fight a gorilla with? Yeah, nope. First of all, personally, I would not participate in that, not because someone decided to wear high heels to a gorilla fight, but that's because, well, for one, I don't have the upper body strength to fight a person, let alone a gorilla. So, count me out. Now, several reasons. One, I love my life. Now, this whole debate is making me go like, is this what Namibia is going to become when we are a developed country? Like the things that we debate are just like, you know, some of the most useless subjects ever. We could do an experiment. You know, take a gorilla, put it in the cage, get a, 100 men to volunteer, throw them in a cage, make sure the gorilla is as hungry as possible. And it's also as angry as possible. And see people's fathers and uncles waiting themselves in that cage. Well, for those that are having girlfriends and wives, those ones that die in that cage, well, we'll just, gladly give them a moment of silence. And then, for comfort reasons, invite their, their dearly beloved for Netflix and chill. We taking over, whether you like it or not. I mean, you did. I mean, let's face it. Well, we didn't kill you. It was your stupidity. Mm-hmm. Now, let's get to something important like what's happening in Namibia. Now, let's start with the e-villager, which you can subscribe to by sending, the word subscribe via WhatsApp to 0812004144. And do save the number so that you are not a stranger. 0812004144. Congratulations to Roads Authority has officially opened a newly completed two-lane bypass on Windhoek Rehoboth Road, B1 Road, just 1 month after the construction began. Bravo, bravo. The road is between Rehoboth and Windhoek is now officially open, brand new. Eish. Ay-ya-ya-ya-ya-ya-ya-ya-ya-ya. Imagine Volkswagens now in that road. Ay-ya-ya-ya. From a tribe I won't mention because I live in Komasdal. Those guys are going to drive like crazy in that road. Guys, just, it's a new road, but that doesn't mean your car is also new. So, drive safe. Thank you very much. Especially that tribe. I won't mention that tribe because, again, I live in Komasdal. And I've started live streaming. If it was just on air, like radio app and stuff, I would not be, I'd be mentioning the tribe, but well, since one of them is coming back today for home run, I turn on to start World War III. Kids starting World War III. The war started at Eagle FM radio station when one Kavango guy, but anyway. Rundu government garage handles 80% of its vehicle repairs in-house. See? You don't have to send students to go vocational training anyway. Send them to Rundu because we are very good at doing this, repairing cars. What I found interesting is that article, if you are the e-villager subscriber, it's going to give you an insight into how things work. When it comes to this whole vehicle things in the government. Turns out, they have, now for those of us that did not know, make I catch you up. Namibia at risk, at high risk of cyber attacks in 2025. Yeah, not, that's not news. We know that before. And, the tech industry, the way this, you know, when the tech industry advance, these things are going to advance. So we will have to up our security. There is no other way around it. It's either don't use a phone or you have to, they have some certain, you know, you have to take precaution when you are doing things on the internet. Rundu government garage handles 80% of vehicles, vehicle repairs in-house. $1.2 million spent on spare parts in 10 months. That's coming from the e-villager, which you can subscribe to by sending via WhatsApp the word subscribe to 081-200-4144. And remember to save the number so you are not a stranger. Well, it turns out my voice is not as deep as I thought it was. Oh, would come out. The Rundu government garage has completed up to 80% of vehicle repairs in-house over the past 10 months. The garage spent $1.2 million on spare parts. Senior artisan foreman revealed this on Monday, saying the shift has reduced the garage's reliance on external service providers. Translation, out there are, you know, small private garages that are very angry because these, you know, someone in that garage, you people know that in this country, we depend on government tenders, right? When the government tenders are, you know, when government guys are doing everything in-house, that's threatening our private economy. Not cool, guys, not, but for the private sector, you have, you know, you are getting close to proving that, for the public sector, you are getting close to proving that, one, you can compete with the private sector. Two, the private sector is not needed, at least not in the same way that we have been, fooled into believing that we need them. Private guys are not gonna hate this. Are not gonna like this. Say someone who is sitting in a private chair. That's shooting myself in the foot, right? Moving on. Most of the parts we buy, according to the foreman, are for Toyota, of course. Of course it's going to be Toyota. Toyota and Nissan vehicles, and said nothing, he said, noting that essential items like brake pads and tires are chased twice a year. In-house repair. Everything, check. This is not an one of those I know a guy thing, right? Okay, I know a guy thing is usually in the private sector. So, what I see here is what is slowly scaring Western countries. Now, here's the problem. The public sector has technical institutions. So if we spread this model across the country, what you're going to have is the public institutions, public technical institutions feeding public technical, technical institutions in terms of, for example, companies or entities like government garages. That means the private sector is going to start asking questions like, what are we, like a joke to you guys? Because, well, we have expertise here, which you are not utilizing. And that's, you know, killing us. Now, the foreman also remarks follow a recent directive from Minister of Work and Transport, Vekone Kundi, who ordered all government garages to submit list of redundant vehicles. Redundant. I hope that word means the same thing it means in, you know, in the literal English language as in literature. Redundant vehicles within 2 weeks. And, the move aims to clear outdated vehicles from garages within 3 months. To comply, the Rundu garage submitted a list of 21 redundant vehicles on 10 April. Most of them were written off due to accidents and have been moved to a designated auction yard. So get your money ready so you can buy a car that was involved in a car accident. I don't understand some of these things. Why not just, well, instead of spending $1.2 million on parts, why not just strip the redundant cars for parts, then use those parts to fix it? But what do I know? I just, you know, come in and make fun of people. In 2023, the government raised $105 million from auctioning off unused vehicles, even as calls grow to lift the ban on new vehicle purchases. Let's leave the ban. I think we're doing fine. Let's, you know, leave it until police officers have to walk where they are called for an emergency. Speaking of emergency, that brings us to one of the subject I thought was very interesting. Namibian police to introduce an emergency button. Okay. What you're going to be paying, I think, for individuals is about $100. And there's a fee higher than that for, you know, for entities. Are we going to have one under this table? Actually, I think it's a brilliant idea because, you know, just in case I make fun of you guys and you don't have a sense of humor and you start taking things personally, it's important that I have a button here, because if you just, you know, storm in and lock all the doors, you know, it's kind of difficult to be heard when you're screaming in here because the doors are soundproof. So, thank you very much, officer. That panic button was a brilliant idea. Now that I'm thinking about it, panic button is a brilliant idea. It's important for me to have one in my pocket and another one under this table. Under this table for when I'm here, in my pocket for when I run into, take for example, a bundle of joy or Franz Kapofi. But no, those ones don't take things personal. I've been cooking them since 2022 and they have not put any crack in my shoes. That's because I don't have a car, so would you put the crack? And now, that means, this whole panic button thing is a brilliant idea. According to the officer who was explaining it, to use his exact words, when you press that panic button, they will locate you using your longitude and latitude and longitude lines, human coordinates. But I was just there trying to go like, hey, officer, coordinates, my man, you know. Location. Let's just go with location. We'll find your location. So, what does this mean for relationship? Imagine going to your, you know, to your Kamboroto's house with your panic button in the pocket, and then things get steamy, and then you press the button, the police shows up, you know, the first thing they do is, they call the next of kin, Madam so-so-so, we have picked up a panic button that's registered under the name of your husband. We just want to find out if you are okay. Yes, officer, I'm okay. Where is that panic button ringing again? That's the only thing she's gonna care about. And then the officer gives the location. At this point, she knows, well, I know she doesn't work in that. I know he doesn't work in that location. What the heck is he doing there? The police gets there and find out. Excuse me, officer, is there a problem? Someone pressed a panic button registered under the name of blah blah blah. Oh yeah, did you by any chance call my wife on this? We had to call next of kin. You son of a nuns. Okay, well, guilty, officer. I'm very guilty. Please arrest me. Please, I'm begging you. No. We're just here to... We thought you were in danger. If you are fine, just... Oh, officer, I wasn't in danger until you told... Oh, okay, I didn't know I was in... Actually, I wasn't in danger when this whole thing... The whole thing of pressing a panic button was a mistake. But as soon as you called my wife, you know, the danger became, you know, a real thing. Because now I am in danger. So... Can I press the button now? Actually, is there a penalty for pressing the button accidentally? I would like to be arrested. That's all playing in my head because, you know, this whole panic button thing. And then you have a bunch of things that keep disappearing with the Angus. Not anymore. Hey, panic buttons to be introduced by the Namibian authority. You guys are in serious trouble. No more sneaking into it. Hey, boy, oh boy. Okay. Hey. This panic button is going to come with advantages and disadvantages. Come to think of it. Mm-hmm. Honey, where are you? I'm at church. And then a panic button rings. Panic button, you know, you are just, you know, you are at groove, you know, vibing, you are vibing, and then you bump against someone. Bam! You press the panic button. Police shows up. But honey, you said you were at church. Well, all I meant to say was, I was at the devil's church. You know, clubs are, you know, for the devil. So, devil's church. I just, you know, forget the detail. Nice. These panic buttons, I think I second it. And I think whoever brought up that idea, thank you very much. Thank you very much. Because we are about to, get a whole lot of comedy content coming out of the panic button department. You know, boss fooling around with the secretary, and then they press the button. The police shows up and start asking questions like, are you in danger, ma'am? Are you being abused? No. Being abused, sure. But, you know, in a good way. Because I've been a bad girl, ma'am, you know, leave us out of that. We're just here to make sure that both of you are safe. Yes, please carry on. At this point, next of kin had been notified. Next of kin is usually either the wife or the husband. Next of kin shows up with a panga. You know, now you know, giving you a very good reason to press the panic button. Marriage is about to be ruined. Cause, you know. Imagine your death certificate reading cause of death panic button. Holy cow. That's one heck of a death certificate. I think I would love a death certificate like that. Cause of death panic, you know, panic button. Cross-examination. What happened? Well, what happened was I was just at home, Your Honor. I was cooking for the kids. My husband was at work. And then the police called me telling me that my husband was in danger because he activated his panic button. Only to find out that, well, the panic button was pressed because the secretary's legs were in the air. Let's put a break on that. And, but let's just look, you know, I think I'm looking too much into the negative side here. There's a positive side here. If you find it, ladies, listen carefully. We increase the volume on this one. If you ever find yourself in a situation where you feel like, someone on top of you is, knocking, St. Peter's pearly gates because they have heart condition, that's going to come in very handy. If, you know that, you know, your hubby or your Kamboroto sweetheart, whatever it is you want to call it, has a heart problem, it's, you know, recommend them to get a panic button so that, you know, when the situation goes beyond enjoyment, you can press the button, you know, so you are not implicated in any murder case. Commercial break. This panic button thing is going to be very interesting. Panic button.
Did you know that in Namibia, over 1.4 million people use their mobile device to access the internet? So why not meet your current and potential customers where they already are? With over 600,000 cumulative users around the world, Between the Eagle FM and Imba mobile apps, Eagle Media House has the perfect digital platforms for you to advertise your business, upcoming events, weddings, vacancies, funerals, or any other announcement that you have on their digital billboards in their mobile applications. Put your ad on our digital billboards, and with one tap of the screen, lead users directly to an address of your choosing. For more information, contact Hende at 081-410-9077. That's 081-410-9077.
Welcome back. Now let's wrap up the panic button so we can get to the panic button so we can get to weed. Because I have a bone to pick with Oshomwife. You guys must change that name. What kind of nonsense is that? It's going to be very difficult to break into people's houses now. Because usually when thieves storm into your house, if they know that your house has an alarm, the first thing they do is go straight to deactivate the alarm, or maybe cut the cable, or just, you know, something like that. Or just the heck out of it. You know, just heck the heck out of it. But if you storm in a house that you don't know how many panic buttons are in there, you round up everyone, and someone who is hiding under the bed press the panic button, then the next thing you know, the police shows up. Now, let's not use the panic buttons for, you know, let's not take them for granted, because they are really needed. I think the first stock must be delivered in Okahanja, because that town is the most unsafe town in Windhoek right now. In Okahanja, everyone must get a panic button for free. Everyone. At least, you know, free trial for at least 3 months. Every one of them. Kindergarten toddlers, give them the Baba Gugu Gaga. No, not Gugu Gaga. Here, you press this one. Thank you. Now, let's get to something that is not panic button related. Marijuana advocates to petition UN on legislation. You see. Now, when I saw that article, okay, cannabis organization were, you know, as planning on their, you know, peaceful protest and petition the United Nations against human rights violation fueled by prohibition of cannabis in Namibia, you know, ganja users, blah, blah, blah. But when I first read that, every time I see marijuana, weed, anything, the first thing that comes in my head is Oshomwife. You guys must change the name of that location. My Herero friends keeps, one of my Herero friends explained it to me that Oshomwife means a place of smoke. It's not Oshomwise, it's Oshomwife. It flows, you know, with a Herero vibe. Oshomwife. Very, 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 you know, it flows with Shiramwe vibe. That was uncalled for. It flows with a, you know, Hobabis vibe. Or Aminu's vibe. Or Kunene, Omaheke region vibe. Oshomwife. Throw Kunene in that bucket. Oshomwife. Now, the thing is, Oshomwife is a place of smoke. Now, for someone that is a huge, advocate and, admirer of Bob Marley, Wiz Khalifa, and Snoop Dogg. When I was told it's a place of smoke, I was like, hey, place of smoke, huh? Did he just say smoke? Right. I think I'm going to move to Oshomwife. Then I moved to Oshomwife and find out that, well, the people in that location are not living up to their name. I was like, okay, you know what? I can't do this. I'm going back to Komasdal. That's how I ended up in Komasdal. Long story short. I know. It's very disappointing. The same problem I have with, you know, same problem I have with single quota. It's called single quota. You go there, everyone has their girlfriend, everyone has their wife. Why not just call it, you know, couples quota? Like, well, supposed to be for single people. That's all I'm saying. Don't get me wrong. The meat is awesome. Customer service, check. At least that's according to my experience. But the name is a little bit off, you know, by like by 180 degree, which is not cool. Now, moving on. With that, not advertising people's houses, that's for sure. Okay. Some of the jokes I have when I keep quiet is for the sake of my salary, because I know that if I say it, first of all, crane will show up, the police will show up, the Secret Service will show up, and the person I'll be talking about will show up. Can we just talk a little bit about this whole, you know, pop election thing? You know, this whole pop thing is what gave me the realization that, hey, there are people with faith. Hey, voting of a new pop. And you have a bunch of guys, you know, you have a bunch of black guys there going like, I think I stand a chance. Well, it's the 21st century. Maybe, you know, maybe it could happen. But you people just don't understand how much white people don't like women in power. Now, at this point, every white person is going, oh no, we don't, oh no, relax. Thank heavens you guys like to write your history, and I happen to love reading history. Make I run you through it. This is an over what, like a thousand years? It's an over 1,000 years, you know, institution. Not a single woman in power. It's a boys' club. Nuns, sure. But cardinals all the way up? Priests and all that? Man, all the way through. No one is protesting, hey, gender equality. Nope. This is tradition. Now, tradition is both, you know, can be a good thing and to some degree a complicated thing. But that's what makes it very easy for me to make fun of them. Because Western countries will come and preach to you about gender equality, human rights. Make sure you have enough women in power. And then you look into their leadership. The U.S. is a country that's about, what, like over 200 years old, not a single female president. We're just, we're not even half a century years old. We already have one. Yeah, I'm going to keep rubbing it in your face because, well, you keep promoting these things, but you're not exercising it. Yep. Why? I don't know. Why did I say white people don't like women in power? Well, for one, anyone that have read the story of Queen Elizabeth I knows that that woman had to be really tough to be Queen of England. Like, she had to. And she was toughened up by a father who kept executing, you know, from mother to stepmother and after stepmother after stepmother for a lot of different reasons. Bro was like, you know what, I'm sure it was also difficult to give His Royal Highness advice at this point. I think if I was King Henry the Eighth advice, I would have gone with, Your Majesty, there's this thing called divorce. After all, you literally advocated for it with the papacy, and, well, you started the whole church, the Church of England, so you could divorce your wife. Like, why not exercise it? But no, he was like, okay, I loved you yesterday, but now I hate you, so what do I do? Execution. Next! Got married to the next one, and was like, oh, okay. I mean, she's not giving me a son. like, what would a normal person do in a situation like this? I mean, there's breakup. There's, you know, I don't know, there's killing yourself instead of killing her. There's, there are a lot of things you can do. But King Henry VIII was like, I don't know, I'm gonna stick to execution on this one. So, that's one case. So, Queen Elizabeth I comes to power, and then she has a disagreement with her, with her cousin, Queen Mary of Scots, and she's now confronted with the problem, and she figures out, what would daddy do in this situation? Ooh, I know what would daddy do. She executed her cousin. Now, to be fair, she learned from the best. Her father started the whole execution spree, so it turns out kids learn from their parents what they do when they grow up. And she was like, okay, you know what? Well, my dad executed my mom and pretty much every stepmother I could have had after throwing me in jail at the age of what, about 12. So how do we solve this situation? execution. And now, Italy had something called castratos. Now, the castrato is a fancy way of saying a choir boy without a crown jewel. Now, at some point in the Catholic history, they learned one thing, that high-pitched voice that, like voices of women and of women and children is very good for a choir. And then they came to realize that, okay, now how do you keep in, how are you going to keep this voice in the church? Then they started having young boys in a choir, and they were doing a lot of questionable things with them, which is also one of the darkest, reputation of the institution. And we all have a dark reputation, but, that's really dark. Like, seriously. Come on, seriously. Now, they were like, let's just have kids in the choir to sing with their very nice, innocent, melodious voices. High-pitched voices. The problem is, these young boys kept growing up, And when you grow up, testosterone kicks in, and then the tiny voice stops, and then a deep voice comes in. Leave me alone. Now. And then, someone in Rome was like, okay, I think I found a solution to this problem. We can't prevent the boys from growing up, but we can prevent their voice from changing. What is causing their voice to change? Testosterone. Where is testosterone produced? Where's testosterone made from? Crown jewels. So that means if you cut them off when they are still too young, to the point where, if you cut the crown jewels off before they reach the stage where they start producing testosterone, which changes the voice is not going to change. And it worked. Put in mind, this is before painkillers were invented. Anyone that has crown jewels knows that being kicked down there is painful. Imagine putting a knife down there without painkillers. I'll give it to the Italian white people. You guys are very strong. You really are strong. Again, every straight guy knows the pain of being kicked downstairs. And there's not a single straight guy on this planet who will tell you that they would be willingly walk straight in there without painkiller and put a knife under there. But it turns out that's where castratos, actually had to go through. The only painkillers they had back then was a pair of sandals that they gave you, or a belt. Then they told you, bite on this and cross your fingers, close your eyes and hope it doesn't hurt. But well, we all know that doesn't work. So, it worked though, because, most of these men grew up and they had high-pitched voices. they maintained their pre-adolescent voices because the source of testosterone that could have flooded the bloodstream with that hormone leading to the change in voice was not there. So that means they had a lot of fully grown men that had high-pitched voices. I did not go through that process. I still have my deep voice. Thank you very much. Moving on. Now, why are you telling us all this? It's because I'm emphasizing, I'm putting emphasis on my point that I made that, well, white people don't like women in power. Why? It's because they had an option. Instead of castrating little boys so they can maintain their high-pitched voice into their adulthood, they could, I don't know, there's a type of gender that had that has a small voice even in when they're adults. They are called women. Although occasionally you run into those women that go like, "Hey, how are you? Okay. Come again." I know, I always freak out people. Yeah, I know. And believe me, I do. For how long have you been Josephine? Were you at some point Joseph? Let's take a break before I say something offensive at this point. Eh, what the heck?
Experience the best of freedom and flexibility with Flex. Parata's Flex bundles now offer you even more freedom of choice so that you can enjoy quality internet on the go or at home. Choose between fiber with mobile LTE or Sky-Fi with mobile LTE packages, starting from as little as 650 Namibian dollars per month, excluding VAT. You get more for less with Flex. Visit paratas.africa/Namibia or our branches nationwide. Always prepare.
No matter where you are, if you have a mobile device, you can tune into Namibia's number one talk radio station by downloading the Eagle FM app on the Google Play Store or on the Apple App Store. Download the Eagle FM app to tune into live Eagle FM programming or to listen to podcasts of previous broadcasts. Eagle FM, Namibia's number one talk radio station. Did you know that in Namibia, over 1.4 million people use their mobile device to access the internet? So why not meet your current and potential customers where they already are? With over 600,000 cumulative users around the world, between the Eagle FM and Imba mobile apps, Eagle Media House has the perfect digital platforms for you to advertise your business, upcoming events, weddings, vacancies, funerals, or any other announcement that you have on their digital billboards in their mobile applications. Put your ad on our digital billboards, and with one tap of the screen, lead users directly to an address of your choosing. For more information, contact Hende at 081-410-9077. That's 081-410-9077.
Welcome back. It's 14 minutes left to the hour of... If you're laughing, that means I'm doing my job right. 13 minutes left to the hour of 11. If you just tuned in, you are listening to Mind the Gap with Helmed on Eagle FM. This is a comedy show. If you take any of it serious and end up with a heart attack, that's not on me. It's not on Eagle FM. It's on you for not getting a sense of humor. Now that we have gotten that out of the way, where was I? I was, making fun of the Roman Catholic guys. When it comes to the whole castrato thing, the Roman Catholic guys had one job. All they had to do was open the church up for women to come and sing in the choir. There, problem solved. But they hated to have women in church so much. They were like, you know what? We would rather castrate little boys so they can maintain their, their pre-adolescent voice into their adulthood than let women join the choir. And you know what's my favorite part? They went out preaching and telling everyone, God created all of us and we are all equal in the eyes of the Lord. You see the irony? Now, seriously, you see the irony. We are all equal in the eyes of the Lord. By the way, you are not allowed in church. It's a hierarchy thing, you know. We're better than you. Because of, the good book says so. You know, as a Christian, some of these things is the reason why I keep saying, thank God Jesus died for our sins. Because if it was just about interpreting and understanding scripture, oh, it would be cooked big time. Because I sit and listen to some of the interpretation and go like, I have so many questions. Now, as someone who was born and raised in a family dominated by theologians and pastors, believe me, I have had a fair share of a fair share of history books and religious books, and I just can't help but ask myself, so hang on a second. During Jonah's time, women were so understanding that a fully grown man disappeared for 3 days and then came back, and his only excuse was, I was swallowed by a fish, my love. You know the reason why I was not at home for the past 3 days? You are not going to believe it. I was on my way to Tashishi. Now, the problem is, I was trying to, the reason behind is, I was trying to dodge God's calling. Now, because he's God, he caught me in a ship, and then he made the guys that owned the ship to throw me overboard, and then when, instead of drowning, I was swallowed by a fish. Now, that fish, transported me to Nineveh, vomited me or threw me up, and then with all my gooey that I accumulated in the belly of that fish, I went to preach the word of God and converted the entire city that was known for to have housed some of the biggest criminals. How's that sound, my love? I dare you. Tomorrow is a public holiday. Disappear today. Come back next week is a Monday. Next week Monday is also a public holiday. Come back on Tuesday and use that excuse. Oh yeah, we're gonna attend your funeral. Well, it turns out, during Jonah's time, women were so understanding. Very understanding. And also, don't forget, during the time of King Solomon, bro had 700 wives and 300 concubines. And they were all faithful to him. All 700 of them. What? ladies, between King Solomon's time period to now, when do you guys change? And also, let's not forget, before you start saying, he's just making fun of women. Oh, I have one for my gender. 700 wives. 700 wives. For 2 minutes each? Really? Like, why? Is either homeboy was so good in bed, or they were cheating the heck out of him? Because, let me explain that part. You have to understand that, irrespective of our tribe, race, and religion, men, all men across the spectrum, I don't care if your man is white, Chinese, black, I know the stereotypes I'm black. I know the stereotypes associated with black people. I know, believe me, I know. I'm black. All men across the spectrum, one thing we have in common traditionally is that we are not designed, we are not marathon guys. We are sprinters, cheetah, 0 to 120 kilometers, in three seconds, and we are exhausted. That's us. Now, to put this in animal analogy, two different types of animals in terms of running that you find in the wilderness is you find cheetahs. Cheetahs are sprinters. They get 0 to 60 in 3 seconds. Like, that's how fast the cheetah is. 0 to 60 in 3 seconds. That sounds very familiar. Very awfully familiar. But anyway, I know. And now, if you look at the biology, if you look at the anatomy of a cheetah, it's designed for high speed. Everything from, you know, everything from the elongated body structure, the head that seems to be like it's locked in position every, you know, every turn it makes. The thing is just designed for speed. The entire anatomy of a cheetah is designed for speed. And the muscle twitching and everything is designed for, you know, is designed for that type of speed, like a bus type of speed. Now, then there are this type of animals known as, you know, known as wild dogs. Wild dogs are also designed for speed, but it's a different type of speed. It's a marathon. If you look at, first of all, when it comes to heart size to body ratio, warthogs, wild dogs have a big heart for the animal of their size, have, you know, big lung capacity for the animals of their size, and those big ears act as ventilations to cool them down so they don't overheat when they are running that speed for 40 kilometers an hour. Because wild dogs literally chase their prey to exhaustion and then eat them alive. That's one brutal thing about wild dogs. And, you know, when that poor animal is screaming for life, they're just eaten. Now, for them, that screaming for life, that's extra music, you know. Dinner time. And those animals are brutal. So, all men across the, across the globe, whether that man is coming from, you know, is coming from Africa, Asia, Europe, we are cheetahs. That's a terrible analogy. We're cheetahs, the animal cheetah, not the, I'm not helping, am I? Sorry guys, the English got the better of me on this one. We are sprinters. Yeah. Whew, that's a close one. We are sprinters. We are not marathon runners in the bedroom. Now, because women are into marathon, I don't know what God was thinking on this one. Maybe that was just the point to kill us. No wonder we die early. Because, when it comes to bedroom activities, women are into marathon. We are into sprinting. You know. 100 meters. Check. Done. Problem. I'm asleep. At this point, she's like, actually, we have 3 more 100 meters to go. I'm like, come again? That, if you ask me, is the reason why you find Mpesu in the northwestern part of Namibia, in the Oshuambo, I'm told it's called Mpesu. In my region, it's called Ngomba. And in Zambezi, it's called Congo Dust and Pombwe, same WhatsApp group. And you have a bunch of European guys that are saying, you know, Viagra, Viagra. It's the same thing. It's a, look at it as a, how do I put this? Look at it as an energy drink, but for adults. And, the fact that you have a product under different names, under different, you know, and by the way, Chinese, you are in that one. The reason why you guys like hunting rhinos is for their horn. And that horn is an ingredient in some kind of, you know, bedroom activity, some kind of pharmaceutical product. So that means, okay. Chinese, I have one question on this one. What really, how is that supposed to work? Is it because, to be fair, it's very convincing if you look at the, it's very convincing if you look at the horn of a rhino. I mean, it's standing. It is a way of convincing you that if you grind some of it to powder and drink it, you are also going to be standing like that. Imagine the disappointment of drinking some of it and ending up like a jellyfish. Hey, disappointment of the highest order. But anyway, the point is, we are built for short distance running. Women are built for long distance running. But for some reason, God or evolution, depending on whichever you subscribe to, decided, oh, I'm going to combine them together so that they can, you know, and then took the mind-numbing responsibility of continuation of the species life in us. So, I don't think Baba God thought this one through, because, well, I'm just thinking at the top of my, at the top of my head on this one. I think giving us an extra heart would have been a brilliant idea, because now, that extra heart would have been reserved for, you know, that marathon that women want. And then another one to just, sustain us. But Baba God, for some reason, gave us one heart. Now, and everyone keeps asking, why do women live longer than men? Well, there is your answer. We only have one heart, which we have to use to both survive and keep up with marathon in the bedroom. And, we die before we're 40. And everyone like, he was so young. I know, he was. Until someone in the West came out to us like, I have a solution. LGBTQ. Ha!
Slow internet should be a headache of the past, yet many Namibians have connections that just aren't fast. We have a solution that might set you free. It's called Mobile LTE, and it comes with real speed. You'll enjoy up to 50 megabytes per second from just 300 Namibian dollars a month and free internet browsing after midnight till 6. When it comes to staying connected, this is it. Visit Paratus.Africa/Namibia or our branches nationwide and experience the thrill of better internet with Paratus by your side. Always prepare, Paratus.
Did you know that in Namibia, over 1.4 million people use their mobile device to access the internet? So why not meet your current and potential customers where they already are? With over 600,000 cumulative users around the world, between the Eagle FM and Imba mobile apps, Eagle Media House has the perfect digital platforms for you to advertise your business, upcoming events, weddings, vacancies, funerals, or any other announcement that you have on their digital billboards in their mobile applications. Put your ad on our digital billboards, and with one tap of the screen, lead users directly to an address of your choosing. For more information, contact Hende at 081-410-9077. That's 081-410-9077.
Right, the time is just a minute past the hour of 11. Well, where was I? LGBTQ. Yeah, then someone was like, because, look, people that decide to stay single have a way of living longer. Case in point, Pope Francis. Homeboy died at the age of what? 88. I'm just saying, I'm sticking to my point that, giving us an extra heart would not have been such a bad idea. Because one is just not going to cut it. But don't worry about his heart. Don't worry about his heart. There's a panic button now. Use it. If you just see that, usually when he's having a good time, it's not supposed to go above 5 seconds. If you see that he's into 20, 30 seconds, that's a heart attack. It's something completely different. Panic button now, like pronto, panic button. Because, you're welcome. So if it's going above 5 seconds, let's be conservative. If his good time in the bedroom is going above you know, above 10 seconds, chances are very high you are dealing with a heart attack. Don't get me wrong. Maybe you are that good, but you don't want to take chances. You know, you'd rather deal with the awkward conversation with the police than that very painful conversation with the nurse. Like, for one, my gender is not serious with anything when it comes to that. They will just show up, put the poor guy, put the poor guy in, and then wheel him off in an ambulance straight to the mortuary. And one of those straight nurses will still come back and say, so, I'm sorry for your loss, but can I have your number? Because, well, clearly, bro left doing what he loved. Because I now have to go. I'm just saying Pope Francis lived it until he was 80. But the tempting thing now is for a straight guy, it's not something we can avoid. Believe me, every time I walk through town square, I look left, right, and center and go like, Lord, thank you. I mean, I don't understand why someone would be gay, but that's me. I'm looking at, everything, just scanning the environment and thanking heaven every day for the fact that I'm alive, straight, and healthy. I mean, getting their numbers is a whole different ballgame, but, the worst she can say is no. And actually, she can say worse. If you're one of those people that say the worst you can say is no, chances are very high you're one of those people that have a vrupa. Because believe me, she can't say worse. But here walks in my Madame Bruxelles to take over the Sizuma Salicho, 5 minutes past the hour of 11. So it's Sizuma Salicho time. Thank you for having such a good time with your laughter. And you're welcome. And if you took offense, it's a comedy show. That's on you. So just take your heart medication and you'll be fine. So Sizuma Salicho takes over from here with Voma Nalisa and Vo France in Angela. And, she decided to dress like a real African wife today.
I know what you're saying.
You look like you're about to say, Kenge Mjatodo, yeah. Ukua mwene, othinda. It's a very common church. That's a church song that's used by churches to, to beg for money in my region. It means check in your bag and help yourself. Yeah. Okay, now that I translated literally, it doesn't sound very clean. Help yourself. Check in your bag. Jesus. That's a terrible translation. But that's literal, that's a literal translation. But, one thing I've come to realize about literal translation. I'm listening to myself make sense in my language. It means I'm not feeling, I'm not hearing myself well. That's the literal translation. It makes sense in Timbukushu, but it doesn't make sense in English. I'm listening to myself.
Okay.
It makes sense in my language. Not in English. Does it make sense in Lozi?
I don't know. Say it in English again.
It's what you say when you're not feeling well. Told you, Bantu languages are the same. You have the same translation. But it literally translates to, I'm not hearing myself.
No, I'm not feeling well.
I'm not feeling. Mm-hmm. Oh, no. Okay, what's the word for hearing in your language?
It's kuwutwa.
Told you.
Because you find words that in Silozi. Let me educate you on air. Okay, so you find words. I know they are also in English. That have the same pronunciation but different meaning, right? So in Silozi, they are called. Maswanataku. So meaning...
Wait, taku is not an insult?
No.
Okay, it sounds like, but go on.
So when I say hani kutwi hande,
So
that translates into saying I'm not feeling well. But then if I'm talking to you and I say hani kutwi, hande. That means I'm saying I can't hear you. Or I can't hear you properly. So it's same words, different meaning.
So, okay, so do you also listen to yourself when you are not feeling well? Like, I'm listening to myself.
No, you're not listening to yourself. You can't just feel well.
Okay, so, when you're not feeling well, what do you do?
I mean, you go to the hospital if you are sick.
Yeah. No, you know what? Okay. This is the part where, I want to make it simple for you to understand, but the English here, you know, government school English is not helping me. So I'll just leave the discussion.
It's not giving.
It's not giving. So one of those things, you know, where you find people having a very nice discussion, you want to participate, but the English is,
it's just not giving.
English is just not
there. Just depletes.
You have a very important point to make, but English is standing in your way. All right, 9 minutes into Sizumasalicho. That brings me to the end of my show for today. Until tomorrow, same time, same place, here on your favorite radio station, Eagle FM. I'm Siale Hande.
Did you know that in Namibia, over 1.4 million people use their mobile device to access the internet? So why not meet your current and potential customers where they already are? With over 600,000 cumulative users around the world, between the Eagle FM and Imba mobile apps, Eagle Media House has the perfect digital platforms for you to advertise your business, upcoming events, weddings, vacancies, funerals, or any other announcement that you have on their digital billboards in their mobile applications. Put your ad on our digital billboards and with one tap of the screen, lead users directly to an address of your choosing. For more information, contact Hande at 081-410-9077. That's 081-410-9077. No matter where you are, if you have a mobile device, you can tune into Namibia's number one talk radio station by downloading the Eagle FM app on the Google Play Store or on the Apple App Store. Download the Eagle FM app to tune into live Eagle FM programming or to listen to podcasts of previous broadcasts. Eagle FM, Namibia's number one talk radio station. Did you know that in Namibia, over 1.4 million people use their mobile device to access the internet? So why not meet your current and potential customers where they already are? With over 600,000 cumulative users around the world, between the Eagle FM and Imba mobile apps, Eagle Media House has the perfect digital platforms for you to advertise your business, upcoming events, weddings, vacancies, funerals, or any other announcement that you have on their digital billboards in their mobile applications. Put your ad on our digital billboards and with one tap of the screen, lead users directly to an address of your choosing. For more information,